Welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast, a production from Empowering Pumps and Equipment as the voice of the pump and related equipment industry. Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Matthews. I'm having a great day. The sun is shining. I was a little groundhog earlier, and it said early spring, so I'm all for that. And I have a great guest today. Amy Teal is with us from Shop Floor Coffee, and I'm just really excited to get to have her on and kind of learn about her kind of path to get to this point. So Amy, I'll let you introduce yourself to the group.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. So Amy Teal. So we'll kind of start with my background and how I got into manufacturing, but about 9 to 10 years ago, I actually started in 3D printing. So a really fun industry to really learn a lot more about manufacturing. And it's kind of interesting because I started off as inside sales. And in a year and a half, I knew nothing about what I was doing within 3D printing or what my company did. And I went to an event, and that's when I realized how much more I learned at a trade show in 1 week than I had in an entire year and a half of being there. But at that trade show, it was FabTech. It was for metal fabrication. And so a lot of folks didn't know anything about 3D printing. And so really going through what we do, why we do it, how it works, and how it could connect with other manufacturers to help their processes. So that was kind of a really unique way of how I kind of got started into it. And then my passion just grew over the years of working there and attending different events. That's kind of how I started in it.
Yeah. And it's a really fascinating industry. I love that, like, you started out in that, and I feel like it's just, you know, it's new and you're starting, but it's not new. Like, people have been using this technology for a long time. And so that perception is there. And so I actually learned a little bit more and kind of saw it in action at the IMTS show. And I think trade shows absolutely open your eyes to the possibilities and just really being able to talk to people back and forth about products and seeing them in action. I always say I love a plant tour. We'll say a shop tour today.
Yeah.
love a shop tour. So because it's so much learning, right? And so what got you into that? What, you know, drew you into that 3D printing world?
I kind of stumbled into it. So I was actually doing inside sales, selling maintenance contracts for an IT reseller. And I had no passion for it. It was just something, it was a job I was doing and it was fine. But when I was approached to join Stratasys, what I really loved about it, so that's where I was, Stratasys. But what I loved about that is there were tangible products. You could see and hold an outcome, where in that IT world, we didn't have that. And so that's really when I got to see and hold and feel and see what 3D printing was. That was how I became passionate about it. But really, I stumbled in. I took a unique background, and my education history is unique as well. And that's what I also find so fun when you look at manufacturing and how people get started into manufacturing, is everybody has their own path, their own
journey. We want to know, Amy. We're so curious.
Yeah. But I actually, right after high school, I went to cosmetology school. I did hair for a couple of years and I didn't love it. I wanted to try something else. So I went back to school for drafting and design and did a little bit of project management again in that IT space. And it was fine. Like, I enjoyed what I was doing, but I didn't love it. And that's when I stumbled into 3D printing, and I ended up getting into marketing again, stumbling into a role. And I really started off in that event marketing space. And it opened my eyes to actually loving a career and figuring out where I could be successful and enjoy what I was doing. And so that was kind of that 10-year career with 3D printing. And then just over the last little while, it was, how can I give back to the community and give back to manufacturing? And that's really when Shop Floor Coffee was born and where that idea came from.
I love that. I am curious now, did you sketch some of these drawings on the back?
I wish I could. I am not artistic in that way at all, but I love just design and seeing different shapes and how things come to life and color. And then this one is my favorite, where it's think outside the box. So always be thinking of unique ways to approach something and just being creative in that sense. That's more me being artistic, like those images, not me.
Yeah. Well, I think you absolutely have done that, kind of taking what you have learned over all of your career, really, and created something, Shop Floor Coffee, to kind of give back. You're giving back, but you're also like taking it up, beautifying it, if you will. And I have to thank you. When we first, met, I told you that I only drink decaf coffee, and you created me some decaf coffee, which I am just so thankful for. And it was really good. I actually had some of it today, and it's like, very smooth and not too strong for me. It was perfect. So, yeah, thanks.
Yeah. I knew I needed to do it. I knew a decaf needed to be born, but it just wasn't. I like my caffeine, so it wasn't top of my list. So thank you for giving me that inspiration of, yes, I need to do it. I need to do it now, and make sure that I'm making it that everyone can use Shop Floor Coffee, whether you like caffeine or not. So
yes, well, I do like caffeine. So I like to have choices. The best kind of idea that, that I heard from you and your team is, you're on the shop floor, and kind of like, if you think about kind of the middle of the day, you do need like a little pick me up. Maybe you go to the coffee room and you just got some old yucky coffee. And so I love that you kind of took that idea and kind of experience and said, hey, I think I can create this. And then knowing how you just created the decaf version too, in the short time that I've known you, I think you're an activator, getting things started and going. And then, I just, anyway, tell me more about kind of how that came into being.
Yeah. So kind of my co-founder and I were sitting down, and we were actually drinking coffee, and we were talking about ways of giving back and what we hear from the shop floor and some pain points people have. And his background is a little bit more in the industrial supplies. And he said, there's two main complaints on a shop floor. It's coffee and toilet paper. And now, I'm not a toilet paper expert, although I did just go on vacation and there was a really great toilet paper. I don't want to get into details about that, but it was great and it was life-changing. But that's where coffee kind of came about. We can impact the coffee that's being served on the shop floor so that hopefully employees are happier with the choices that are being made or the options that are available to them. And then also helping out organizations and young folks in getting into manufacturing or helping that workforce development piece. So that's really where it kind of was born, just a random brainstorm session over a cup of coffee.
Yeah. And there is this, you're going to fix both of those. You've got good coffee. Yeah. It won't tear up your stomach. And then you'll fix the other solution too. Other problem too. Anyway, I think it's great. I think you're also giving back to the manufacturing community, which is really great. And how we can get involved, right? So different events, we put on events with Empowering Pumps and Equipment and Empowering Women in Industry. And we're always serving coffee. And so it's just another way to support our industry, our manufacturers, right? At the end of the day, our manufacturers are our core audience as far as a customer goes. And so, we want to take care of our customers too. And so you're giving back in both regards, both good coffee and also kind of this charity element. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So a portion of the proceeds is given back to, right now, a few organizations. We're trying to grow some of our charitable donation partners. So if anybody has ideas, please feel free to reach out to me. Always open to ideas on how we can expand that. But right now we're working with some larger organizations on how we can get back. So AMT has been a great partner. We're starting to work with NTMA and their foundation. But there's a local one here in Minnesota called Minnesota Advanced Manufacturing Center of Excellence that hosts plant tours. So we're working on partnerships with them. Skill Up Arizona, so we're Skills USA, all of those different types of organizations that we can provide donations that are supporting the young folks or helping raise awareness of what a career in manufacturing could look like, because I think that's one of the biggest problems is so many young people today don't know what it means to be in manufacturing or what that career path might look like. So a lot of the organizations that we're working with right now on that charitable donation piece are helping that, helping bring that awareness to the young folks.
Yeah, I love that. And just, you know, being able to have some coffee and sit around and talk about the future generation and where manufacturing is going. That's my jam. I know it's your jam too, our listeners out there. You know, that's what we do. So it's kind of fun to think about this community of people that sit around and talk about manufacturing, because it's out there. We're here. We know it. Yeah. I always like stop and like teaching my children about equipment and stuff for years. So, you know, that's really fun. But Amy, what is kind of the next step for you? What do you want to see happen?
Right now, our main goal is bringing brand awareness. We want people to be aware of Shop Floor Coffee and the mission that we're trying to achieve. So it's really just trying to get in front of people and have them try the coffee and love it, I hope. And but then we want to have fun with it and bring kind of a lighthearted side to it as well. So that's kind of the right now. That's what we're focused on is.
Well, let's talk a little bit, because you're talking about the lightheartedness side of it. You've got some cool names of the coffee too, right? There's like some creative stuff in there. I'm trying to think of one of them.
So I've got First Shift here with me right now. So this is one of my favorites. It's kind of a breakfast blend, easy drinking, but we wanted to have fun with it where, you know, we've got one called Red Shop Towel. Where if you're on the floor, you see a bunch of guys with red shop towel in their pocket and they're constantly cleaning their hands and stuff. So we wanted to have fun with those names, but we've got hydraulic fluid. Why can't I even think? Oh, the FNG is one of my favorite ones, you know, the fun new guy or fun new gal, or what other, term you want to put in there works too. But a lot of fun with the names. And
I can't remember what my decaf was now. I've lost it. It was like
downtime decaf.
Downtime. Yes. Downtime. Cause you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm just kind of, I need a little coffee and maybe a little dessert with my coffee. So
that's right. And that one was fun because first off, on the shop floor, you don't want downtime. That's kind of bad, right? You want to stay away from that. But when you're drinking your coffee, that is your downtime, right? So we were having fun with that name for sure. But trying to make sure that we're really keeping them fun for the folks within the manufacturing field. So we've got MRO. Yeah, that's another one. Or FIFO. So lots of fun names. You'll have to check them out.
Yes, that's so great. And y'all definitely will put the link to the website in the show notes so you can buy some coffee and support Shop Floor Coffee as well as the manufacturing industry as a whole. If you're looking to partner, please get in touch with Amy. She is looking for, you know, some really great collaboration to happen with events and associations on how we can kind of make this we'll go viral with the Shop Floor Coffee. Why not? Right. Drink some coffee, send us a picture. I love it. But anyway, if you want to leave, you know, I'll just give you the last word here, Amy, what you want to leave our audience with.
Well, first I want to say thank you, Charlie, for letting me come on and have this chat. It was super fun. Try the coffee. Well, let's see if we can help the industry and help workforce development. So that's what we want to do. So try the coffee.
I love it. I love it. Amy, before I let you go, I want to do a couple rapid fire questions with you. The first one is, what is your favorite book while drinking coffee or not drinking coffee, but.
You know, one of the ones that I think was the most impactful for me is Everything is Figureoutable. I think
that's yes.
By Marie Forleo. I don't know if I'm saying that right. But that one really inspired me because everything is figureoutable. You can, if you just kind of break it down piece by piece, you can figure out how to do anything. I mean, I've never started a company before, and then now starting Shop Floor Coffee, it's breaking it down by pieces to figure out how to get that started. So that book was really inspirational for me.
I love it. I love it. And it is. I agree. I agree with that. And then my next question is just music. What do you like to listen to?
Oh gosh, I am terrible with music. I can probably sing more lyrics, but I can never tell you who sang it or what the name of the song is. But I would say my go-to music, if I'm just on a Saturday listening to some tunes in the kitchen, is probably like 90s alternative, I don't know,
I like it. I like it.
radio, something like that. That's a little bit more my jam.
Well, I was going to say, top hits or whatever. Sometimes I do that. I'm just like, I don't know people's names. I'm trying to do better with that actually, but I don't know people's names either. And it's so funny being in branding. We're all about the brand and the names and all. Okay. So another question, what is your, let's see, what's the best advice you've ever received?
That's a really good one. Best advice. The answer is always no unless you ask. So you have to ask for what you want in life or go after it. And no is the second best answer. It's the maybes that kind of really get you, where if they say yes, that's great. If they say no, at least you know the answer. But if you get a maybe, it's like, what do you do with that? So I don't know. The answer is always no unless you ask.
I
So
love that. And then, my last question, and I think I want to frame this, is just if you were talking to a young person coming into that, 3D additive technology world, what would you tell them?
honestly, follow your passion and find the thing that you love. I mean, life is just too short to be doing something that you're just kind of okay doing. Like, find what it is that you really enjoy and go after it. And I think that's what I would tell someone
It's
is
great.
you can create your own path and just go after what you want.
I love it. I love it. Well, Amy, it was a pleasure to talk with you today. I'm inspired by your art and by your coffee. Thanks for making one special for me. So for my decaf people out there, y'all try it and just, inspired by Charlie. I'm kidding. Y'all don't have to put that on there, but it was.
It was for
Thank
sure.
you so much, Amy. And y'all, if y'all have not done this yet, go ahead, like, subscribe, and follow. I'm bringing in the follow because I've been saying it wrong. I mean, on Spotify, you got to follow. So definitely share this podcast, buy some coffee, and until next time, be empowering.